The blooms are nearly to the top of the fireweed stems, so that must mean that our Alaska summer is coming to a close. For those of us that have had the good fortune to work at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, it means that the time of year when we have the most employees and the most assistants is also coming to an end. This summer, we were fortunate to be able to add 8 young people to our staff. 6 in Dillingham: Jennifer Gregory, Connor Ito, Jennifer Johnston, Jared Miller, Victoria, or Tori, Simic, and Caden Smeaton. 1 in Togiak: Kemuel Kenrood, and 1 in Quinnahawk: Charlie Roberts. 4 of the jobs were internships funded through the generous Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. BBEDC provides the salaries, while the Fish and Wildlife Service provides the job descriptions. We interview the job applicants together, and then the refuge provides the training, supervision, and overall guidance. The salaries for 2 of our summer interns were provided by our Washington, D.C. office through the Student Conservation Association. SCA advertises positions and recruits great applicants, while the refuge staff selects the interns they want and provides the training and supervision. If you are curious, check out the SCA website at www.thesca.org, and you will discover what a wide variety of opportunities they offer for young people and people who aren't so young year-round. For our summer hires, fieldwork is their passion, and the permanent year-round staff at Togiak Refuge works hard to provide them an opportunity to work on the refuge itself. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Susanna Henry, Refuge Manager at Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. It's been my pleasure this summer to supervise one of our summer interns that was hired with the assistance of the Student Conservation Association, and her name is Jennifer Johnston. Before she departs Dillingham and returns to school, we thought KDLG listeners would like to hear from Jennifer to get to know her a little bit and get a sense of what she accomplished while she was here. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, Susanna.
Where are you from and where did you grow up?
So I'm from outside of Detroit, Michigan, originally, but I'm coming here to Dillingham from Oregon, where I live right now.
What school are you attending right now?
I'm going to Oregon State University in Corvallis, Oregon.
And tell us what degree you are pursuing.
I'm getting a Master of Science, and I'm in the OSU College of Forestry, but I actually specialize in natural resource social science.
Very interesting. Where did you do your undergraduate work?
So for my undergraduate work, I was still in Michigan. I went to the University of Michigan, and I got a Bachelor of Science in Environmental Science, which is a really broad-based program exploring all different facets of the environment, ecology, and natural resource management.
Before this summer, had you ever been to Alaska before?
Yeah, actually, I first came to Alaska during the summer of 2007, where I worked as a seasonal ranger in Katmai National Park at Brooks Camp, which is not too far from here. And for following summers after that, I spent a lot of time, 7 years, working as a seasonal ranger in Denali National Park. And I've also spent a few winters in various parts of the state doing a lot of different things.
What are your impressions of southwestern Alaska? What things surprised you?
Gosh, well, one of the things that surprised me when I came here to Dillingham was the commercial fishing industry. I think when before I came here, my impression was, well, it's commercial. That must mean huge ships and giant operations and big crews. And I was really surprised that the commercial operation here, a lot of it is family run. They're relatively small ships with relatively small crews. And it really is the community that goes out and commercial fishes. It's not necessarily just multinational corporations going out there and doing it. So that was really surprising and really cool to find out about.
Very good. You know, Jennifer, we had Rachel Rudin at Togiak Refuge in 2014 and Chelsea Collins in 2015. And so you are our third intern from the Directorate Fellows Program. This is named for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Directorate, which includes Dan Ash, our director, and his staff in Washington, D.C. They created this program back in 2014. You know, this program is open to rising seniors about to earn their bachelor's degrees, and to students in their first years of their graduate programs, as well as recent graduates. The Directorate Fellows internship program has now expanded and includes Bureau of Land Management and the National Park Service. Do you know that there's been about 169 Directorate Fellows so far, 31 in the first year, 2014, 58 in 2015, and 80 this year, and about 20, maybe more, have completed their degrees and their internships and have new jobs with the Fish and Wildlife Service. Many are in the biological scientists, but others are not. For example, one is employed in our instructional division at our National Conservation Training Center in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and one is in Washington, D.C., in the Fish and Wildlife Service's Legislative Affairs Office. So this is a brand new program, really. How did you find out about it?
Almost by accident, actually. You mentioned the SCA website at the beginning, www.thesca.org, and I was looking for an opportunity to do something cool this summer. And I was like, well, maybe the SCA has something interesting going on. And I learned about this program and saw what an amazing opportunity it would be to learn more about a really interesting federal conservation agency. I haven't worked a whole lot with the Fish and Wildlife Service before, although land management and conservation is what I'm really passionate about. So I thought it would be a great way to spend a summer somewhere really fascinating that I hadn't been before and working with an organization that I didn't know much about. So I decided to take the plunge and apply.
Well, I'm so glad you did. You were amongst a number of applicants that we had and some very highly qualified people. You know, I understand that your internship, like all Directorate Fellows, is only 11 weeks long, but it must be rigorous. Has this been your experience?
Yeah, it has. It's been a really good experience, and I think rigorous describes it pretty well. So while I've been here, I've been primarily focusing on two different projects. The first one was to identify and assess and start planning for the removal of solid waste and trash sites out on the refuge. So essentially old broken snow machines and other equipment, piles of garbage that have accumulated in places, fuel cans and barrels that are piled up and just rusting to bits. These sites are sprinkled throughout the refuge, and they can be a big problem. They don't look good, for one thing, and they also contaminate the environment with fuel and bits of metal and plastic. So my project was to figure out where all these sites were across the 4 million acres of the refuge and figure out what we needed to do to remove them and then start the removal process. So it's that project has been quite a journey. It's involved a lot of research of efforts that have gone on in the past, old planning documents from the refuge, interviewing refuge staff members and community members who might have an idea of where these places are, and then also going out there myself and having a look at these areas and seeing where these places are, and then having a look at them, figuring out what we need to take care of them, and then trying to take care of a few of these sites and actually pull them out. And we've been able to pull out a few of the sites, which feels really good. There's a couple lakes in the wilderness area of the refuge that we've been able to clean up entirely, which feels really good.
Absolutely it does, and that was beyond our expectations that we would actually get some cleanup started, and that's been tremendous.
Yeah, and I do have to say, though, that this has been my project, but it's certainly not my efforts alone that have facilitated this. Obviously, one person alone can't do something like that, so the refuge staff, commercial air operators, and a lot of other people in the community and within the refuge have lent a huge helping hand. So it's been a collaborative effort that I'm really proud to have been a part of.
Absolutely. And you said there were two main parts of your internship. What was the other one?
Yeah, exactly. So recently there's been a proposal for a conservation easement to be put on some land owned by Chogyeong that's on the Nushigak Peninsula. And a conservation easement is essentially an agreement between Chogyeong and the Fish and Wildlife Service that Chogyeong will still own land and control it, but the Fish and Wildlife Service will just make sure that the area stays relatively undeveloped, undisturbed, and natural for forever. So part of getting a conservation easement established is writing up a document and assessing what that land looks like right now. How are we going to keep the land from here out? And we basically get a snapshot of what the land looks like. What is there? What wildlife is there? What people are there? What people have done there? And so the other part of my project was assessing that piece of land so that the conservation easement can go forward.
Excellent. That really gave us a great start on that project. What has been the most challenging part of your internship?
Yeah, gosh, you know, I think logistics have been really unexpectedly challenging for me. I think, you know, especially coming from grad school in the lower 48 at a big research university, it's whatever I need, it's at my fingertips instantly. And I think I've gotten pretty spoiled by that. And, you know, I've been challenged here with a lot of technical difficulties and bottlenecks with the internet and, of course, weather delays with aircraft. It took me a long time to get out on the refuge to look at these trash sites just because the weather didn't cooperate, pilot time didn't cooperate. So it was challenging to deal with these setbacks, but still make serious progress and try to find backdoors to work around things. So it was good in the end, but definitely a challenge.
Very well said. What's been your favorite part of your internship?
Oh, wow. I love being out on the land. Every opportunity that I've had to go out on the refuge has been incredible. And my favorite part specifically about that is, you know, we usually go out there in fixed-wing aircraft. But then once you taxi to the shore and the engine stops and you step off the plane, and all you can hear now is the wind and the water, and everything's still. And you actually get a sense of what this place is all about. And it's not just looking at it through a window. That's my favorite part. Every time I've been able to do it.
Excellent. And when I've been out there with you, my other favorite is when the plane disappears into the horizon and you're left alone out there.
Yeah.
How great. Or with your companions.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Susanna, you and I were able to do a hike through part of the refuge during a small portion of the summer that was really informative as well to look at some of these trash sites.
Right. Not all of the refuge is good for a long-distance hike, but Jennifer and I were able to get out and do about a three-day backpack, which was a great experience and a challenge.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. I'll remember that experience for the rest of my life, for sure.
What are your plans after you finish your master's degree?
Well, you know, actually, my first plan is to take next summer off and spend the whole summer hiking. My backpacking is probably the thing I love most to do, so I figure it's my best last opportunity to take a summer just to myself, not work, not go to school, and take a massive backpacking trip. So that's the immediate plan. And then after that, I'd like to explore a career in conservation. I've been really impressed with the Fish and Wildlife Service. I've enjoyed my previous time working for the National Park Service, and there's a lot of good work that needs to get done. So hopefully at some point I'll be able to have a career in natural resource conservation.
That is excellent. I just want to say to you, Jennifer, it's been a pleasure having you here in Dillingham.
Thank you, Susanna.
And you have been an asset to the refuge. You have been full of enthusiasm. Your stick-to-itiveness has been contagious for me and to the rest of the staff. We're going to miss you.
Oh, thanks, Suzanne. I'm definitely going to miss this place, for sure.
One quick note on the heels of that interview with Jennifer Johnston a few weeks back is that you heard Jennifer talk about being passionate about stewardship and taking care of the land. I would note that yesterday, August 25th, was the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, and those are some folks who know an awful lot about taking care of the land. You'll be hearing a bit more about that anniversary and the National Park Service in the coming weeks from TOGIEC's Visitor Services Manager, Amanda McCutcheon. For Field Notes, this is Terry Fuller, signing off for Susanna Henry. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.